Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage, where we're rounding out the Jurassic Park trilogy.
Ooh.
Wouldn't you say, Mason?
Yes.
We're on Jurassic Park 3. They didn't change the title. They didn't The Lost World it or anything like that. It's
James,
just like it's the third one.
You say they didn't change the title, but they put three big slashes through it, didn't they? Letting you know this ain't your grandpappy's Jurassic Park film.
That's certainly true.
Nor is it Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park film. But let me go. We'll get to that, I'm sure. First of all, James.
People should leave a like.
James, yeah, first of all, people should leave a like. But also, I've got a well, sort of like on a hair trigger. So
okay,
I've got to get it out. Well, James.
Okay.
Here we are at the end of this. Mr. High and Mighty over there being like, oh, you think all the Jurassic Park movies are about the same? Well, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised when you watch the ones you haven't actually seen. You haven't seen Jurassic Park. I'm like, why don't you have
Do
seen?
I sound like that?
Yeah, this is a recording of you. Yeah, you haven't seen Jurassic Park, right? And I said, all right, well, I'll watch these ones. And I'm like, oh, Jurassic Park 2, it's not as good as the first one, but whatever. It's, you know, a bit of fun or whatever. And then, and so I'm like, well, 3 must be the one where everything turns around. This is the one where I'm going to have to eat a bit of crow because it's bad. It's a bad movie, this one. You tricked me, I think. Is that what you did? Or did you, did you genuinely think this is a good movie?
I think it's a bit of fun.
Right. I guess I'm technically wrong because I said they're all roughly of the same quality and they're not, but 2 of them have been bad. But I had to watch them for this.
That's what I'm saying. The first one's easily the best.
What's interesting about this one is I love how the first bit of it is just a speed run of the first movie. It's just like, hey, Alan Grant, you want to come to the Jurassic Park Island? No. What if you did, though? Okay, I will. Hey, look, we're looking over the island, and there's all the wonders of dinosaurs. Yeah, they sure are. Hey, let's land. Oh, this is a bloody... I hope nothing dangerous happens. Oh, everything's happening very dangerously all the time. Let's run around. Bing bang. 20 minutes is the whole first movie.
You're right. Well, yeah, coming in at an hour and 30 minutes, this is by far the shortest Jurassic experience you can have.
And let me say,
yeah,
it's by far the greater for it. Just kidding, it's bad.
No, I think it is greater for being tighter. Do you want more of this?
No, I don't want more of this.
That's what I'm talking about. They should have called this Jurassic Park No Guff. Let's just get to it.
Yeah, all right.
But I think that's where it's lacking also.
Jurassic Park, lean and mean.
Yeah. Well, do you want to talk a bit about the development behind this to help you understand why you like this movie so much? Is that what you've been saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Well, also interesting, I didn't look it up.
I love how white hot you've come into this.
Yeah, right? You wasted an hour and a half of my life. It's interesting because I know Spielberg didn't direct this one. And the instant it started, I'm like, I don't think the Spielberg care and attention has not been lavished upon this.
No.
But then I looked it up and it's Joe Johnston,
yeah,
who directed, among other things, Captain America, The First Avenger, which I love. The Rocketeer, which I loved when it came out in 1991. Maybe I still do. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, he directed.
Incredible movie.
Jumanji, I think he directed, et cetera. But I don't know if his heart was in this or something.
Yeah, well, I'm
about to learn.
You're about to learn right now. So Michael Crichton, he actually worked with the screenwriters several days to brainstorm about... Yeah, to brainstorm a story, but then left when he could not come up with a satisfactory idea.
Oh, no.
So that's a great start. Steven Spielberg initially devised a story which involved Dr. Alan Grant living on one of InGen's island to study dinosaurs.
Oh, a Robinson Crusoe, as primitive as can be.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what they were going for.
Ooh.
However, Joe Johnston rejected that idea because he couldn't...
Because it would have been Sam Neill in a loincloth. And that's too sexy.
I agree. No, because Dr. Grant wouldn't return to any island just by choice.
Yeah, makes sense.
You'd have to drag him there, knock him out. The second script involved the pterodons... Petrodons? The birds.
Pterodons, yes.
Yeah. Escaping from Isla Sauna.
Please, escaping.
Escaping from Isla Sauna. Isla Sauna. Is the sauna on?
What we're doing here is we're trying to pack the maximum number of mispronunciations into the one sentence.
I think we're doing it.
If we believe if we do it now, there won't be any for the rest of the video or our lives.
Causing a string of mysterious killings on the mainland, which would have been investigated by Dr. Alan Grant and other characters.
The Dino Detective.
That's right. The project was... Wasn't that a movie?
Maybe.
Inspector Rex?
Oh my God. That's what that show is about.
No, there is that Detective Dinosaur show.
Maybe.
Or movie.
Detective Pikachu?
Is it Whoopi Goldberg in one?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. The project was greenlit, and 5 weeks before shooting began, the entire script was rejected by Steven Spielberg and Joe Johnston.
Still got 5 weeks.
That's right, except plenty of time. Johnston felt the story was too complicated, and by that time, though, $18 million was already spent on the project. Joe Johnston, of course, he wanted to direct part two, and Spielberg said, I'll let you direct part three. I'll take this one. Don't you even worry about it.
Once all the goodwill has been exhausted from the first two, you're going to have the third one. That's the thing that I know.
What's that?
The T-Rex loose in the city in the second one.
Yeah.
Here's a fact that I think I remember. He was going to put it in three.
Yes.
But then he's like, I'm not going to do another one probably, so I'll put it in two. So he took the last good idea.
Yes. We talked about this in the previous video. I told you that.
Probably how I know.
So shooting began before the final script was completed. Johnston thought about quitting the projects on a few occasions because of his uncertainty about how the film would turn out, considering that it did not have a finished script. He said that the making of the film was a living hell on a daily basis.
Whoa.
I don't think it's that bad. I think there's some good dinosaur action.
Sure, okay.
But
markedly worse looking dinosaurs, I think.
I don't think it's the problem with the animatronics. I think some of the best that they've ever done. Stan Winston is back.
But I think the vast majority...
Like the way it's shot, the way it's lit, it looks like a big puppet sometimes.
It does look like a big puppet, but there are also some scenes, especially that opening sequence where they're flying the... I want to say plane. It is a plane. Over the herd of dinosaurs. Yeah. And they look very cut and paste. They look very Control-C, Control-V, and they just went, we've got a... What a Patasaurus? I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
One of the big non-threatening ones. Just copy it out. Like, they didn't look like individual dinosaurs at any point. They looked like production line. And
that's not good, is it?
No, it didn't thrill me.
But look, speaking of production lines, did you enjoy the rapid prototyper?
A 3D printer, yes.
I'm like, is that what they were called at one point?
Maybe.
Rapid prototyper? But I also like that a couple of things. Alan Grant and Ali Sattler have split.
Good, right. Fine. They're very ambiguous relationship in the first. Initially, I saw them together with the kids, and I'm like, oh my God, their ambiguous relationship from the first movie has blossomed into marriage and children. And then I'm like, oh no, their ambiguous relationship from the first movie is broken up. She's married to someone else.
Yeah, who knows the army.
Yeah. I thought he was going to get some sort of comeuppance.
Why?
Because he's the weak other guy. You
know? Oh yeah, that's true.
In romantic
some
comedies,
some shinless nerd.
Yeah, exactly. He probably has a dinosaur allergy. You know?
You're right. Yeah,
but he was going to end up on the island somehow and be torn to pieces. But he wasn't.
Yeah, that's a shame. But I also like that the character of Alan Grant, he doesn't believe these dinosaurs to be real dinosaurs. They're just all like hybrid monsters to him. Mm-hmm. And these exact quote is, no force on heaven or earth could get me on that island except, you know, a bunch of money, yeah. I guess. Now, also, there's also scenes in this movie which were cut from previous movies. So,
like ideas from the previous movies that they didn't end up using in the theatrical cut. So they're like, let's film them again. Not direct swipes.
No. So the pterodon scene, that was from another movie, a previous movie. The boat sequence was, I think that was from...
The Ride, Jurassic Park.
It was from The Ride. That's exactly right.
Dreamworld, Hollywood on the Gold Coast.
And you know, at the end, how the dinosaurs are flying away and everyone's like, great, we love this. That's a nightmare. You should stop that. That's a bad thing.
That's the best shot in the movie, I think.
Yeah, it's
like visual effects wise, that's the best
shot,
I think, yeah.
But I think apparently the pelicans in the first Jurassic Park movie... Mm. Was supposed to be dinosaurs. Which type? Stegosauruses, I don't know. They're just furiously flying away from the island.
Yeah. But they already had the 3D model from the movie The Pelican Brief. And they're like, we'll just, again, copy and paste.
That's
what movies are that back in the day, you know what I mean?
Speaking of copy and paste, another lucky bag?
Yeah.
I mean, that's lucky though, isn't it? To have a movie with a second lucky bag? Is that how lucky bags work in movies?
I mean,
because remember Sarah Harding had a lucky bag?
Now
this dude's got a lucky bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a bunch of bullshit. Couldn't have thought of another thing.
Maybe have a skillful bag.
Yeah.
Bag full of skills and guns and stuff.
What are the carabiners?
Have a lucky carabiner. Sure. Yeah.
Now, we got to talk about one of the most infamous moments in this movie.
Okay, go on.
Can you guess what it is?
Is it the fact that William H. Macy and Taya Leone's characters are, like, pretending to be different people, and then another guy is revealed to be, like, that guy? There's another guy who pretends he's Arthur, but he's just an actor or whatever?
Well, there's that.
I think it would have been funny if everybody in that island, like, it was just a constant string of people revealing they... lying about
Alan Grant's just like, I'm not a dinosaur.
I actually never got a degree. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I was 2 credits short. And
the kid's
nobody's ever asked to see my my paperwork, so.
The kid's like, I'm not a kid. I'm a very short adult. Mm. Yeah, sorry.
Now what is the iconic scene, James?
It's the bit where Alan Grant is having a little dream and the raptor goes, Alan.
Oh, the dinosaur on the plane. Yeah. That was weird.
I'm gonna justify this for you right now.
Okay.
Okay, so earlier in the movie, I read
this
somewhere.
They had the puppets? I would have loved to be on set just for that scene, though.
So earlier in the movie, he's trying to get a bird to talk.
The dinosaur puppeteers are like, okay, where are we putting this puppet? We're putting it in the foliage? Oh, we're putting it on a plane.
In
all
the
right.
seat?
Wow.
Strap it in?
I am an artist, sir.
I will not. So earlier in the movie, he's trying to get Ali's bird to talk. He's like, say Alan or whatever. Mm. So I think by bizarre dream logic,
okay,
there is some justification for that.
Interesting.
Anyways, this also starts a new trend in Jurassic movies, in Jurassic experiences, and that is a new dinosaur,
oh, yes.
A new big villain. Mm. Every movie since then has been like, this one's scary too.
We ran out of real dinosaurs, so this one's got a chainsaw on its head. It's not running, but...
Yeah, I think though, as a CGI...
Turns out you can't put an internal combustion engine in a dinosaur.
You can't?
Nope.
Then what are we even doing here?
How did it get down, shut it all down.
How to get through the fence? How to get through that busted
All these people have bought tickets thinking that this dinosaur is going to have a running chainsaw on its head.
I think though, as a CGI model, it looks really good.
This is the Spinosaurus.
Yeah, I think... Yeah. And obviously when it's puppeteered in like proper lighting, like the moment where it's in the water... That's all great stuff. I'm a big fan of all of that. I think it's an interesting choice because it's meaner than a T-Rex. Mm-hmm. And it's probably a hybrid because the real Spinosaurus was more kind of crocodilian. It walked on all fours.
Okay,
it spent a lot of time in the water. So they probably mixed it with a T-Rex to be like, what's a spooky thing we can make?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this horrible nightmare. Mm. And there's a couple of theories that I read up on as to why it's chasing them.
Okay.
Number one, it's returning the phone. That's not a real one. Number two, it was injured by the plane at the start of the movie and is going after revenge. Or theory number three.
Alan Grant owes it money.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Give me my money, Grant! Grant! Get back here! That the one that got hit by the plane died, and this is its mate.
Right.
Good mate. They were good mates.
I was going to say, not relationship mate, just mate down the pub.
Yeah. So then, of course, we get the fake.
Owes me, my mate owes me money. Now you owe me money, mate.
But I think the T-Rex versus Spinosaurus sequence is pretty cool, don't you think?
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. No, you don't think so?
It's pretty good.
It wins because it's got hands.
Maybe I'm all...
It's got big hands.
Yeah, it does have big hands. Yeah. Maybe I'm all dinosaured out. I don't know.
It's interesting that a few of these dinosaurs, like this one on the raptor, have just learned to break necks.
Yeah, right.
Did the raptor see that and go, that's interesting.
They just stop moving if you do that.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. So there's also theories about which version of the T-Rex that is. Is it one from the previous movies?
Yeah.
It's probably not because it's like colored differently. And it's probably not the infant because it's also, again, colored differently. So it's just another one.
Yeah.
For anybody super interested.
Yeah, I think perhaps by the third one of these, they weren't super concerned with the continuity necessarily.
No. Which is why they don't really talk about this movie, even though it is in continuity, I think. I also like that Alan Grant has never been to this island. The Kirby family, awful, by the way.
They just think he has. Because like, he wrote a book. They didn't read the book.
No. This is the dinosaur man. We saw him on Oprah, maybe.
Mm.
Insane. But I like that, how he's just like, you pack of fucking dummies. I can't believe you brought me here. It's also really bold that they went with those, you know, two of those main characters are some of the most irritating people you can put in a movie. Everybody's constantly screaming just out into the island and at each other.
Yeah.
It's awful. And at the end, they should have gone...
Oh, that was part of the speedrunner. They just don't attract the animal's attention. Ah! Taya Leone, great scream, though.
I agree. I love those guys. They're doing a great job of being irritating characters.
I love them as the shoveler and whatever Taya Leone's character was called in the sitcom The Naked Truth, respectively.
Absolutely. What about the moment where they find the kid? Alan Grant finds the kid.
In his little bunker.
He goes, you're great. I love kids now, I think. My relationship didn't work out. I won't get into it. But where'd you get the T-Rex pee? And the kid's like, oh, you don't want to know. That's it. Was that where the extra
probably
30
the
minutes?
The T-Rex's urethra, probably.
How do you get that close, Mason? Don't you think there's like 30 minutes they could have put back into this movie to make it the length of a regular Jurassic movie?
By adding in the Tyrannosaurus Rex pee hunt?
Yes.
Maybe.
It's probably in one of the video games.
Right.
A lot of people have said we should play that Telltale game, the Jurassic Park one.
Oh.
And then a lot of other people said it's not very good. So, you know.
Who do we believe? Who do we believe? The people that want us to do some more work or the people who don't want us to do more work?
Good point. Let's not do it.
Let's not do it.
Yeah.
Let's treat ourselves to not doing it.
Anyways, the raptors are back and some of them have feathers.
Yeah.
They've been reinterpreted. Maybe they're a different subspecies. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I think their interactions are interesting.
Maybe they fell into a big container of molasses and then ate a bunch of chickens.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably what happened.
Yeah, that's entirely possible.
Yeah.
But I think it's the hunt across the island, how they're after the eggs, and it's good and whatever. But they use that dude as a trap at one point.
Yeah.
I think that's fun. You know, I don't think they've ever really fumbled the raptors too bad in the movies. I mean, look, I'm not a huge Blue fan. You know, a lot of the time they're like, do you love the dinosaur Blue? Not really. Oh, what's going to happen to Blue? I don't give a fuck. I don't like this horrible monster. Why don't you just put it under a steamroller? I don't give a shit. Maybe I'll love it in the new movie. I haven't seen it at time of recording.
Maybe it'll learn to talk and it'll personally ask you to be nice to it. And then maybe you'll change your ways.
I don't like it.
What if it did, though? What if it was just like, James, why are you so mean? You like me, though, don't you?
I don't like you.
Oh.
I wish you blew up when that island exploded.
Well, I'm going to massacre everybody in this office building.
I don't give a shit. I don't know any of them.
You've called my bluff. I'm still going to do it. You've earned my respect.
Pteranodons, though.
Mm-hmm.
Another bit that I like.
Okay.
Alan Grant realizes they're in a cage. He's like, oh, shit.
Mm.
I love all that.
Tell you what, what I did like, the moment where one of them falls into the water and they're all in the water and it's just flapping maniacally.
Yeah.
That's a genuinely terrifying bit. I wouldn't want to be in that water.
The bit where it steps out of the fog. It's like, boo, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm terrifying. What do you think? I like the bit where they peck Billy to death. And by that, I mean they peck him onto that helicopter.
I like the bit where he Billy pulled his parachute and just floated around the island for several minutes. Just
in the cage.
Just waving like the queen, you know?
Yeah, he was. And you mentioned this up top. I think it's worth coming back to. Something they really forgot to put in this movie is the wonder. And I know they had that bit at the start where they're like, yeah, Alan Grant's like, wow, I remember dinosaurs. But it feels like, you know, the bit where they get on the boat. The movie's very quickly like, yeah, here's your fucking wonder. Here's your dinosaurs. Your theme. All right, can we get to the
next
thing?
Here's you staring at some poop. You're all looking at the poop. You've all got your individual pile of poop to dig through. That's what you people like, isn't it? People looking through poop.
And then they have a fight on the boat with the Spinosaurus, and then they light it on fire, and then they give the eggs back, and then the army is there.
Yeah.
But the Kirbys should go to jail, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
and like a horrible international prison.
Yeah, I mean, if Grant's friend Billy didn't survive, like he just magically survives at the end.
Yeah,
Alan Grant should have drowned both of those two in a shallow puddle. I reckon. Yep. Just quietly should have been like, "Hey, come over here.
Maybe I got something for you."
You know, bit of a good old fashioned revenge drowning.
Your kid's mine now. I don't even like kids. I'm gonna raise him wrong.
Yeah, they should go to jail. Yeah,
yeah, they got a lot of people killed.
Yeah,
horrible people. But realistically, they probably just paid a small fine and went back to running a hardware store. And
yeah, I wonder if
her ex-husband is dead and they're back together. I don't know.
It's certainly possible there aren't any laws on Isla Sauna. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you can do anything you want to those dinosaurs.
Now, Mason, before we get to Green Trivia, your favorite segment, one person has actually come to the defense of this movie.
Is it Spielberg?
No, it's one Samuel Neill.
Oh, sure, Mr. Samuel Neill. Australia's own.
He says that's right.
Yeah.
He's ours. Mm-hmm. You can have, I don't know. Who can New Zealand have?
Who can we throw under?
You can
the
have
bus?
Russell Crowe.
No, Russell Crowe's back in the good books.
He's also not ours.
He's also not ours. Yeah, but we claimed him, and then he threw that phone.
Yeah.
And then we said New Zealand can have him back.
Okay.
And he's back in the good books, I think.
Okay, fine.
So you can't have him, New Zealand.
All right. We're just gonna keep them all.
Yeah, we'll keep all the good ones.
Well, and we want Crowded House. That's ours too. He said that this film has got unfair treatment and it's pretty damn good. And I would say as like a roller coaster of a movie,
okay.
I don't think it's that bad, really.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to feel about this because I was right in thinking that you wouldn't think that all these movies are of equal quality.
Because that is correct, yes.
But I don't know.
I've sure eaten my words, haven't I?
I don't particularly feel good about it though.
You shouldn't. I feel like I'm Alan Grant and you're that family who's dragged me to the island. And I think you should go to jail.
I don't want that. But I've got some green trivia.
I'd love green trivia. Here we go.
Great. So according to the Dino Protection Group website, InGen scientists travelled back to Isla Sauna in 1999 and illegally cloned four new species. This included the Ankylosaurus, the Corythorosaurus, the Centaurosaurus, and the Spinosaurus.
Right.
All of those I pronounced correctly.
Mm.
If I didn't, I don't care. Shut up. If a real Tyrannosaurus Rex got the first bite in that battle, which it did.
Yes.
It would have applied a force of 3.5 to 23.5 metric tons, which means it just would have bit its head clean off.
Interesting.
Bam. But then that's not much of a movie, is it?
Mm.
Maybe the rest of the movie is just like, did you see that?
See that? His head came right off. Nice. You can see down its bloody neck hole. Look at that.
When asked...
don't bloody see that every day, do you?
You never see that.
Neck hole.
When asked why he accepted the role of Paul Kirby, William H. Macy replied, "Because I'm 50 years old and I get to fight dinosaurs." An earlier draft of the script involved a group of teenagers marooned on the island, which is similar to the animated series, of course.
Oh.
John Hammond is said to have died shortly after the events of The Lost World. It's mentioned in Camp Cretaceous, that animated series, that he died of natural causes.
But actually, Tyrannosaurus bit his head off.
Bit his head. You could see down his neck hole.
You could see down Attenborough's bloody neck hole, too. You can see that every day, don't you?
Yeah. Richard Attenborough, of course, actually died in 2014 at age 90 of natural causes.
Very good.
There you go.
As far as we know.
As far as we know, that's right. Could have been the dinosaur thing.
Yeah.
Also, did you know the original working title for Star Wars, original Star Wars, was actually Blue Harvest?
My goodness.
Yeah.
Keep it a little secret there.
Yeah, well, that's just some Spielberg continuity because he directed this movie and also the first Star Wars. A lot of people don't know that.
That's very true, yeah.
All right. Now, the budget of this movie. Let me just look that up because I haven't put it in. I just typed in budget into my computer. Terrific. Great stuff, James. Really good. You fucking idiot.
Just looking at your family budget. Wow, they spent $20 on eggs in this movie. Good eggs, though.
Great eggs. Budget of $93 million. A lot of that was because there was a bunch of faffing about, as mentioned. And it made $368.8 million, significantly less than the previous two. Easily the lowest in the franchise. There was a bit of Jurassic fatigue at this point, it seems. This is the only one I haven't seen at cinemas. I remember when it came out, I was like, nah.
This will be good to watch in 22 years' time.
That's right, exactly. So there you go. If you do have any thoughts on this series in general, what are the high points? What are the low points? Please let us know. And of course, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. We've just done an episode on the latest movie, haven't we?
We sure have.
And what do we think of it?
I don't know yet.
I don't know yet. You have to listen to it.
I reckon probably on par with all the other ones. If I had to guess.
Oh, no. He's back.
Mm-hmm. I'll never be swayed. Not by evidence. Not by anything.
Not by reason?
Nope.
What about money?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. That podcast actually comes out a day early on Sunday as opposed to Monday if you head over to bigsandwich.co where we've also got a bunch of movie commentaries where we also do exclusive movie commentaries, where we also do exclusive podcasts and, of course, early videos, including the Caravan of Garbage videos. Anyway, here's a hint towards what's coming next. No idea.
Excellent.
Is it Thor, maybe? I don't know.
Could be Thor. We'll watch that movie.
You tell me now.
Thor.
All right. It's Thor, everybody.
Nice.
There we go. Anyways, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Thank you so much to Ben and Lawrence for the edit.
They're crushing it every week.
How are they doing it?
Like a big dinosaur.
Would crush a slightly smaller dinosaur?
Yes.
Great stuff. Anyway, tell me all the trivia I missed.
Oh, and maybe, you know, how about this? Tell us your favorite dinosaur in the comments. Tell us your favorite.
Nah, I don't care.
Tell your favorite. I care, and I'm going to read every comment.
He's lying, but do it. It's good for the engagement,
good
all right?
Good for the engagement,
all right? All right, thanks, everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.